The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
High maintenance people don't know they're high maintenance. That is my theory, all right? I would like to hear that from you guys. 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 1-855-237-8746. If you could describe yourself as a high maintenance person, tell us what that looks like. I think we get no calls on this because I don't think high maintenance people know that they are high maintenance. Okay, we'll get into it in just one second.
Being high maintenance feels like it's so much hard work that you can't ignore it. Like if I'm a high maintenance person and I'm constantly in the salon chair, how do you not know that you're putting in so much effort to be that kind of person?
All right, let's debate it here in a couple of seconds. But if you consider yourself high maintenance, maybe Abby's right here. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. We'll take your calls in a second.
I'm texting my husband right now, by the way.
Well, yeah, we're going to get into all this because that's sort of where I'm going with it. I heard an interview the other day and I'm wondering, I'd love to get from his side if he believes she's as low maintenance as she thinks she is. Okay.
I'm literally texting my husband. Am I high maintenance? Question mark.
Well, simply by asking the question, you have defined yourself as
high maintenance.
I was
thinking the same thing.
No. I think you could be like medium maintenance.
Yes.
You could be like somewhere in the middle of the road. Like, you know you require maintenance, but what is your definition of high maintenance?
All right, let's just go with this right now. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. So what would high maintenance be? I think there's emotional high maintenance, where I don't think a whole bunch of people know that they're emotionally high maintenance. I think that there's a physical high maintenance also, that I think it takes a woman so long to get ready in the first place. I think that she doesn't even think that's high maintenance. That's just our regular maintenance.
But see, like, I'm not high maintenance when I get ready for the show, but I am high maintenance when I get ready for an event.
I think what I'm asking for is, as a general rule, would you consider yourself a high maintenance person? 1-855-BURT-SHOW. The phones are not lit up, and this has proven my point that I don't think high maintenance people know that they are high maintenance.
Do we want to call my husband? Because I just asked him, am I high maintenance? Would you like to guess his response?
He said yes.
I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
Yes, yes.
I think he said yes, but I think this is also important to point out that it's important who you're asking. Because I think to, like, people who camp in the woods and, like, you know, run around barefoot and do grounding and stuff, they probably look at anybody who does more than that as high maintenance. Whereas, like, I look at you and I think you have a very normal amount of maintenance for a woman existing in 2025 today.
Right, but we don't know what it's like to live with her on a day-to-day. That's the thing.
It ain't no picnic, people. All right. Are you ready for this? I texted my husband, am I high maintenance? And he is a man of few words. And he responded with one word. And that word was no.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
Nobody's more shocked than me.
Oh, okay.
I'm shocked.
That only means that the women that he dated before you were so high maintenance.
It is relative.
Made you look good.
It's a sliding scale.
Yeah, yes, it is.
I feel like this entire break, like, everyone, you're high maintenance, and they're going to make it that you're high maintenance no matter what anybody says.
Well, I mean, I've been with you for how many years now?
14.
And I would honestly not consider you high maintenance.
I appreciate that. I do feel like I am. It's weird because it all boils down to your definition. I'm particular about certain things. I'm picky about certain things. But as far as, like, overall high maintenance, I wouldn't think I'm a high maintenance person.
Yeah, and picky and high maintenance are two totally different things.
Yeah.
For sure. See, I wouldn't
consider Kristen high maintenance because, like you said, you're high maintenance at times. And I think a lot of us are high maintenance at times. But I think people who are really high maintenance, like I've dated someone who was high maintenance. She ain't take no days off from being high maintenance. Like
it was all the time.
Yes.
Emotionally, physically.
All of it.
She's like the 7-Eleven of high maintenance.
24/7.
The reason why I'm even asking this is Kylie Kelce was doing an interview a couple of weeks ago, and she was on this podcast saying that she just doesn't like to celebrate her birthday. She doesn't like to go out in front of a lot of people and make speeches. Even the podcast is kind of tough for her also. And then they asked her, like, Does Jason do anything for your birthday? And she's like, I'm so low maintenance. Like, I don't need anything. And I think that's why we get along so well. Like, if I'm just walking in the kitchen and he smacks me on the butt, that's really all I need because I'm so low maintenance. What I would like to know is from him, does he think the same thing?
She should bring him on and she should ask him the same question.
Yes.
But I agree. I do love a good kitchen butt smack. That's always nice.
Say
like,
that.
Yeah. And then like my husband and I for our 8th wedding anniversary, did we give each other a gift? No. I consider that low maintenance.
I think so too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Abby, are you high maintenance or low maintenance?
I think I'm high maintenance at time. Like walking in, I'm wearing a sweatshirt that was on the floor and leggings that weren't, you know, like I think there are times where you need to be high maintenance, but my definition of being high maintenance is going above and beyond what is like the standard. And I feel like I just do what typical chicks do. Put on makeup, do your hair, work out, all of that.
I think it's funny that most of the calls that are coming in are like, I don't think so. Or I'm not sure. Heather, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. You are not sure if you are high maintenance or not.
Good morning, y'all. P1 here.
Thank you.
Been with y'all since 2004.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes. There's so many different variables and descriptions and things of that nature in reference to high maintenance. So it's difficult for me. I like the finer things in life. I call myself the person that lives a champagne lifestyle on a beer salary.
Yeah, don't we all?
I have to get my nails done. I have to have my hair done. I have to have nice looking clothes. When it comes to somebody that I'm dating, I do expect birthday gifts, Valentine's gifts, Christmas things of that nature. But I also provide those things to the person I'm dating as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very giving and caring. And if somebody came to me right now and honestly gave me $500, it would probably go to one of my children or grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
I give pretty much more than what I take, but I do expect I expect things from the person I'm with and people around me. I don't know. I like nice vehicles. I like my home to be nice, things of that nature. I don't know if that's considered high maintenance or not.
Or leaning that way.
Well, but are high standards the same thing as high maintenance?
I was having thought.
I would think, like, if you have high standards and high expectations for everyone around you, including yourself, I think that would be high maintenance. Not in a bad way, but you'd like the best of the best all the time.
Okay, here are a couple of women lined up that said yes. They are saying, yes, I am a high maintenance. Good morning, Mary Jo.
Hi, this is Mary Jo, and I definitely know I'm high maintenance, for sure.
Give us some examples. Yep.
Okay, well, I like the previous caller, I definitely want to make sure I look right. Unlike the previous caller, I don't care what everybody else looks like. It's just me. I just want to make sure that I look the best that I can. And one of the main reasons why I'm high maintenance is because I have diabetes, and that comes with a lot of crap, junk, if you will. And in addition to the makeup, the hair, the everything that I need, I also need medical supplies and the whole bit. So I know that I come with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I consider medical stuff like high maintenance, but
some people can consider it medical high maintenance.
Here is Kelly.
She's trying to live.
Kelly.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to stay alive.
She's trying to survive.
Kelly here says, emotionally, yes, I am high maintenance. Hey, Kelly, good morning.
Hey, Mo.
Hey.
Okay.
How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, Queen. I'm good. How are you?
Ooh, I'm good. I definitely think that I am emotionally high maintenance. I don't think I need the shoes. I don't need the purse. I don't need the car. I don't need the house. but I do need the love. I need the respect. I need to know that I am valued.
This that's doesn't not, feel high maintenance
no.
to me.
No, like, no, that that to right me there screams bare minimum.
The essentials.
Yeah, literally.
Right?
You think? I don't yes. know. I feel like a lot of times women's emotional needs just aren't met.
But that's fair.
Yeah.
That's a fair point. I think after the way you started this call, you deserve everything you want.
Well, I love you, Mo. You are my absolute favorite. And I love all you. I've been listening forever.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Appreciate
we
you
love
listening.
You too.
Thank you.
All right, Kelly.
All right, you take care now. All right, before we get into the entertainment buzz here, we have to remind you because today is the last day, right? I don't know if you've heard about this before, but we are doing a travel raffle for Burt's Big Adventure. And for just $100, we've got three different packages for you guys. The one I want to focus on right here is the package to Walt Disney World. We are hooking you guys up for a $100 raffle ticket, an $8,500 trip to Walt Disney World. That's six nights at Walt Disney. Includes your stay at a deluxe Disney World Resort, park hopper passes. We all know how important those things are. And those are all from Wish Draws Travel. But I did a little search this morning, and the average cost of going to Disney World for a family of four is about $6,900. So close to $7,000, man.
Dang.
So I feel like every family wants to go to Disney World, but not every family could just spend $7,000 like that. Well, maybe you want to take a chance on it for a $100 raffle ticket with all that money going to Burt's Big Adventure. We also have another package you can choose from, which is a $10,000 trip to the Dominican Republic. Five-night stay in a private villa. And if I'm you guys, don't we all have this group of friends where, like, if I just had more time, we'd all hang out together, but you can never get them all in the same place at the same time?
I feel like that's all my friends ever. I'm like, okay, I haven't seen you in 4 weeks, so do you want to get together in London in 3 months? Like,
right?
Like, we all have to fly together to be somewhere.
So this is a private villa at Casa de Campo in the Dominican Republic. I have been there. I have seen these villas. I have not stayed in them because I couldn't afford it. But you and all your friends, a $10,000 trip to the Dominican Republic for $100. Thank you to Danielle and Christina Lee for helping us out with that. And then the one I love so much, man, because it opens up the entire world for you. If you've ever dreamt about traveling, you can go anywhere in the world for $100 because our friends over at Delta Vacations is giving us a $7,500 gift certificate. Go wherever you want. Wherever you want in the whole world. Let your mind go nuts here for only $100. But you got to get your raffle ticket today because we're ending this whole thing tonight at 5 o'clock. And the way to do that is go to burtsbigadventure.org. Burtsbigadventure.org. The travel raffle stops tonight at 5 o'clock.
The Burt Show.